31. Napoleon. I'm doing a paper on great figures in military history. Who do you think I should choose?
How about Napoleon?
That's a good idea. He was known as the Little Corporal. Did you know that?
Yes, because he was so short. It's hard to think that such a little man could lead an army.
I know what you mean, but he may have been little in stature, but he had a very powerful mind.
He was one of the greatest military commanders and a risk-taking gambler. He was also a workaholic.
And a genius. He was also very impatient, couldn't wait for anything. He was also a vicious cynic who forgave even his closest betrayers.
He sounds like a pretty amazing guy. After all, he was Emperor of France twice. His military endeavors and sheer personality dominated Europe in person for a decade, and in thought for a century.
He wasn't born in France, though, was he?
He wasn't born in mainland France, no. He was born in Corsica, an island owned by France.
And he moved to mainland France after he completed his studies at the École Royale Militaire de Paris.
Yes, but he talked to people in high places and managed to stay in Corsica most of the time. Did you know that he completed his course in just 1 year? It should have taken 3.
Well, he certainly was strong-willed. While he was in Corsica, he played an active part in political and military matters, initially supporting the Corsican rebel, Pascal Paoli, a former patron of Napoleon's father, Carlo Bonaparte.
The French Revolution was an important time for Napoleon. By December 1793, Bonaparte was the hero of Toulon, a general and favorite of Augustin Robespierre.
Yes, but shortly after Napoleon was arrested for treason. He got out of it because of tremendous political flexibility. He was saved by Paul de Barras, who would later become one of France's directors.
It's a good thing that he was saved. Military history as we know it could be very different indeed.